Hey, haven't heard from you all day. What's up? Yeah, that's Overwatch in the background. I was just playing with some friends. Why? Are you jealous? Sure. You're not jealous. And the sky isn't blue. Are you worried that someone has taken your position? That I have another heal slot? Well, I do have a pocket mercy with me right now. Her beam hasn't left me at all. Always healing and damage boosting me, and she's really not putting it on anyone else. Do you think she's my new heal slut? She even rezzes me, and only me when I die. I think it's partly because I wave hi to her in spawn, but you never know. I kind of feel like I'm the center of her world. Plus, she has on the witch skin, so her character looks so fucking hot. I'm using the Fox Spirit Diva skin right now, so we kind of look like we queue together, but she's actually a total random. How does that make you feel, kitten? Oh, sorry. I was focusing on the game. Say that again. Oh. You definitely sound fine. You know? If you're going to lie to me, you might as well make it sound believable. No one is going to believe that lie of fine when it sounds like it's coming from a pout. Admit it, you're jealous I'm being pocketed. Oh, of course you're not. That's why you sound like that. You know, I can hear your pout. Don't act like we'd haven't known each other for years. And don't get too jealous, my kitten. It's just a pocket. She could never compare to my favorite little heel slut. The way you will risk everything just to keep me up. It doesn't matter if you have the lowest amount of healing done, does it? That's right. In the game, keeping me up is more important than your own life. Letting your tank get all those kills, that's the best thing that a little heal slut like yourself could do. Really, that's your only job as healer. But if you're going to keep acting like this, getting upset when someone else heals me, I'm going to have to do something about that, aren't I? Finally, that match is over. Now, I can focus all my attention on my needy little heel slut. Not even playing the game with me and still demanding all my attention since having someone else pocket me. Well, that's enough to make you pout like this. Such a dramatic kitten. It's a good thing you're cute. Don't worry, don't worry. I just finished logging off. Which means I'm all yours. Now, how can I make it up to my darling little heel slut, huh? So easily riled up from something that means absolutely nothing. It's adorable that you enjoy being my personal heel slut that much. I know you enjoyed it yesterday, but if I'm being completely honest with you, I thought it was just gonna be a one-time thing. But I'm guessing you saw that I was playing Overwatch, thought back to yesterday, got a little turned on, and called me, didn't you? You wanted to feel the same way you did yesterday, right? Just thinking about it gets you all turned on. Did you even know what a heel slut was before yesterday? Did you even have any idea that you were a heel slut? Oh, so innocent. That's so cute. Did you like telling me how you were touching yourself? Did you like hearing my voice as you touched yourself? You sound like you're getting flustered. Did you like hearing what kind of an effect you were having on me? I enjoyed it quite a bit. You sound so fucking sexy when you're completely wrecked like that. My sweet little healer. Such a slut for it. Love being told what to do, don't you? Love being controlled and helping your tank any way you can. Did my 3 details from yesterday make it more painful for you when I ended the call? You know, the red panties, black nails, and pink rose vibe? Did you touch yourself again, imagining me squirming around on my bed, my sheets all tossed around to getting myself off to the sound of your voice? I couldn't fucking help it. You sounded so fucking hot, kitten. You should touch yourself again for me. Let me hear those sexy whimpers you make. I know you tried hard to keep quiet, to be good, to not let people hear how you were falling apart, but I think you should see how loud you can get before someone notices. Go on. I know you want to. That humiliation from earlier, it's burning. And somehow, I know it's getting you turned on. You want me so fucking badly. Don't deny it, my little heel slut. In fact, why don't I help you out a bit? 1 second. Where did I put that? Here. Now, it's a little finicky putting it on. You hear that? That's my wand. I think this is how I'm going to make it up to you. Let you hear what I sound like when I come while you also touch yourself. How does that sound? I thought you might like that. Do you want to know what I'm thinking about right now? As I touch myself and talk to you? Oh, I'm sure you do. So, what I'm picturing right now is I would keep you as my personal pet, my personal support pet. After all, there's other healers out there, other ones that are better at the game than you. And you have a better purpose. Your purpose is to be a pet, my sweet little kitten. I would make under my desk, because it's hollow underneath, I'd make a cute little cage type of situation for you. It'd have a nice little bed, some toys, things to keep you entertained. And I would sit my chair right in front of it. I would make sure that I'm wearing a skirt, but no fucking panties. That way, you could see how goddamn wet I get, just knowing you're underneath there. And we would start slow. We would start with me having you touch yourself while looking at me. Nothing more. I would be completely ignoring you, all while playing the game. You would be nothing to me. And you would try and get my attention. I know you would. A needy thing like you, you can't help it. You crave that attention, don't you? All you want is for your master to give you it. And I would be denying you it. Keeping you on edge. I wouldn't let you come. I wouldn't let you do anything except sit there and watch. You would just hear the sounds of my game. You might even hear my friends talking. All the while you are a kept pet underneath my desk. Fuck. And after a few wins, not sure how many, I would finally give you permission to taste. not to move, but simply to taste. I'd keep you as my little clit warmer. Keep you nice. We'll have you eaten nice and obedient. Have your mouth just resting on my clit, keeping it warm, and maybe even lightly sucking it, lightly flicking it. Maybe even circles or something like that. Nothing too intense. And I would hold your head there. I'd wrap my legs around your neck. And I'd keep you just like that. You in your cage, looking up at me, with my crotch pressed right against your face. And it would feel so good, wouldn't it? You'd happily do it because you're happy to help out your tank any fucking way possible. Fuck. You would look so darling in a cage, wouldn't you? I could even get you some little cat ears and cat tails, maybe even some paws. That way you really are helpless. Oh, and of course, a collar and a leash. Supporting me from under the desk. Maybe that's the best kind of support that you can be. After all, you're my little heel slut, but at the end of the day, there's so many more heel sluts, and you, well, that mouth of yours, there's better things to be doing with it, like tasting your master's wet cunt, right? And I would sit there, and I would lay back, my thighs pushing you closer so you couldn't back away, so you couldn't move away, and you would just have to sit there and be happy looking up at me, tasting my cunt as it gets wetter and wetter. All of my juices spilling down your throat, making you a complete fucking mess. And I know you'd be flustered. I know you'd be turned on. I bet you might even be dripping, wouldn't you? So fucking needy for it, but not asking for it, because you know better, don't you? Yeah, of course you know better, because you are an obedient heel slut. You know exactly your place. You know your purpose. You know that you belong on your hands and knees servicing your tank, because your tank is the only thing that matters. You're just meant to heal. You're too weak to do anything else. And in this case, you're my pet. You have to obey master, don't you? If you want a reward. Fuck. And I would keep you there as we won more games. But I would make it until we win 7 games. You are going to just sit there, not moving, just tasting my clit and my pussy and keeping it nice and warm, having my thighs wrapped around your head, maybe even choking you a bit, making it hard for you to breathe. I bet you would love that, wouldn't you, kitten? Such a good kitten fur master. Fuck. Oh, it feels so good. I'm just thinking about how fucking cute you would look, your eyes looking up at me with some little cat ears on, a collar around your neck as you ask for more. Because nothing I give you will ever be enough. No, you're just a needy, desperate, pathetic little heel slut. That's all you're good for. Can't take care of yourself. Can't go out there alone. No, you need me. You need my protection, don't you? But I would take such good care of my pets. Don't you worry. You'd never want for anything, never need for anything, no. And it's not like we can leave you for the DPS. No. The DPS, they don't know what to do with you. They won't treat you right. That's why you need a tank. Because you're a kept pet, aren't you? Yeah, that's it. Let me hear your voice. Be loud for your master, kitten. Fuck, how do you sound even better today? Oh, such a sweet little voice, so befitting a heel slut like yourself. You really are the perfect find, aren't you? No idea that my friend of so many years was this much of a whore, giving it away so easily. All I had to do was compliment you and praise you a little bit, add in a bit of degradation and humiliation, and you were absolute putty in my hands. All you want to do is be my pet, don't you? Go on, say it. Yeah, that's right. Say you want to belong to Master. Yes. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, fuck. God, yes. Oh, fuck right there. And after we won 7 games, like I said, then I would finally let you have a reward, a little treat. I would finally, fuck right there, fuck, I'd finally let you start eating, letting you taste working me towards an orgasm. All my friends would be able to hear all the moans, and they would be encouraging you or critiquing you, maybe even degrading and humiliating you, depending on how good you're making me feel. I'll be giving instructions over Discord so everyone knows exactly what my heel slut's doing underneath my desk. They'll hear exactly how I want you to taste me. They'll hear exactly how to flick your tongue over my clit. They'll even hear how I orgasm. And they will know if you don't do a good enough job. I might not even wear headphones. I might just let them go fucking at it. Let you hear all their noises and words, whether they're nice or mean. It doesn't matter to you because you are going to be doing the one thing you're good at. Pleasing your master. Fuck right there. That's all you're good for anyway. If you can't keep me alive, if you can't keep your tank fucking alive, then what use to you are you to me? That's right, you're not worth fucking anything if you can't keep me alive. Which means that you have to go underneath the tank and you gotta earn the right to heal me. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes, right there. Get in. God, you sound absolutely delicious. Go on, be loud. Let your roommates know exactly what you're doing. Let them hear. I know you want them to. I know the thrill of being caught turns you on, doesn't it? The idea of them catching you in such a lewd act. And then maybe they'll have their way with you, take advantage of you. And you're not gonna tell them no, are you? No, you're not. Because you're a heel slut. You're a kitten. You're a pet. Your only job is to be available and useful for those around you. To be a good, good little healer. Fuck. That's it. That's it, kitten. You're touching yourself for me. Oh, fuck. Right there. Yeah, right there. Fuck. Oh, fuck yes. I forgot how powerful this wand was. It's been a while since I used it. Silicone and black, and it just feels so fucking good against my clit. It just vibrates, and it's not even that loud. I wonder if you can hear it. Oh, I'm sure you can. kidding. It feels good, but I bet it doesn't feel as good as you. I bet it doesn't even compare to your tongue, to those skills that you can do with your mouth. Tell me, how much do you love eating pussy? Fuck. And how much will you love eating your master's pussy? That's right, because you're a good, obedient little kitten, and you're not gonna tell me no. Your only job is to make me happy, your only purpose. Is to serve me, keep me alive, keep me happy. That's the only way you will be able to survive. It's the only way you'll remain protected. After all, you're so weak. You're so fragile and delicate. How are you ever gonna do it by yourself? You need me, don't you? A little kitten that needs their master, right? Yeah, that's what I fucking thought. Oh, fuck, right there. Oh, fuck. I'm just picturing you with your legs spread, touching yourself. Right now, my legs are completely spread wide in my purple gaming chair. The black wand is just right there on my clit, vibrating away as I move it up and down and I moan. I'm even playing with my nipples. They're so fucking hard right now. Hard and pink. But they're more turning red at this point. And I haven't been able to keep my mouth shut. My pink lips have just been parted the entire fucking time. Oh, fuck. It's even better touching myself while I get to hear you, because last night it was a little unfulfilling that I wasn't touching myself to the real thing, but you had to earn this, didn't you? What kind of master would I be if I didn't let my kitten earn the reward? That's not very satisfying, is it? No, it's not, but you have been such a good slut for me. Such a good little heel whore. Oh, fuck. Right there. Fuck. Come on. I know you wanna come. I know you're getting close just like your master. But you know better than to come before I do, right? It's okay if you don't come. All that matters is that master comes. I don't give a shit if you do, if you want me to be honest. All I know is that I'm going to come. You coming? Well, that's frankly none of my concern. You can orgasm or you cannot. What does it matter? Your only job is to please me. Your pleasure's not important. You're just a silly little heel slut. An eager little heel whore. Fuck right there. Fuck. Yeah, that's it. That's it, kitten. Let me hear you. Let me hear your mules and whimpers. God, you sound so pathetic and desperate. It's so fucking hot. It only gets me wetter. Only gets me closer. Fuck, do I need to come? Fuck. Oh, God. Almost there. Oh, fuck. Just a little bit more. Come on, just a little bit more. Be a little bit more desperate for me. Tell me you want it. Tell me you need your master. Come on, do it. Do it for me, slut. Oh, yes. Yes, that's it. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Not to ruin the moment in this post-orgasm bliss, but I do have a genuine question for you. You can always say no, of course. There's no pressure. Fuck, just give me a second. Heavy breathing and asthma do not mix. But I was thinking, since obviously we know each other in real life and we live pretty close by and everything, I mean, it's not like we haven't hung out before, why don't we make this fantasy a reality? Do you want to come over tomorrow and support me under the desk? You don't have to sound so eager. Such a good pet for your master. I'll see you tomorrow then. 8 o'clock at night, and don't be a second late, because if you are, I'm gonna double the amount of games that I need to win for you to actually start eating me out. Have fun. See you tomorrow, kittens.